Blog Talk Radio.
The cars are wild. Shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
1963, and
And that's the first time psychiatrists came into the school system in 63 when the government switched the school system. But I got a doctorate on that when it started back in 1959. All this stuff started in California. And it was eased into our community, and you couldn't see it. Brother Drew, you know, you couldn't see it till it get out of control and become a crisis like it is right now. You couldn't see it when it first started off. And I find it simply amazing. It started in 63. See, this is the period in time that I call the medieval time of government, when it was corrupted and what? Segregated. See, and when they started planning for this shit back in, that tape starts in 1959, it was segregated. And you talking about the Eisenhower administration, the Truman and Roosevelt administration, that period in time in America's history, these suckers was in the middle of evil. Just like the medieval days. See, we're living right now in medieval days because the belief of the people came out of the medieval period of time through religion of Christianity. And what nation? This is the only nation in the world that says Jesus Christ is the God of their nation. Each nation of people have their own God. And in 1881, the United States sued the Pope and said that they was going to use the language that was in the 1881 Bible and Jesus Christ as their God, and they was going to come on the head in the Christianity, and the Pope called them the Antichrist because they was going against Christ, which was Krishna's teaching of Jesus Krishna. They had renamed Jesus Christian and put it up on the Angelic Gospel Christian Episcopal teaching of the Western Church under the High Church, Low Church, Broad Church doctrine, which in Revelation 15, they call it the Nicolaitan doctrine. It goes through the Apostolic Creed, the Nicene Creed, and the Tertullian Creed. This way, how they got into this system during that period in time, and from 1963 to 2016, we got proof that when they started this system, brother, wasn't. And you know who they started with, Brother Drew? The children. See, the children that was coming through, I was graduating in 1963, but my brothers behind me was coming into the school system after 1963. And I'm looking at them now, and I was teaching, and it was night and day, because it's two people in my family that graduated from all white school. They didn't get the teaching that me and Pamela and Vicky got, the baby boys, Kirk and Keith. They didn't get that, none of the teaching, agriculture, none of that shit did they get that what I was taught in school in Crockett, Texas, when it was Crockett Negro Colored High School. That was the name of the school. That's on my diploma, where I graduated from. Was there. So these children now, you can see why they're in the shape. See, the future of any race is largely depend upon the care, the education, and nurturing of its children, and the family has been the traditional and most valuable vehicle to provide the spiritual and material means which transmit a culture from one generation to the next. Most, if not all, of psychiatrists target minority group have an intimate and strong sense of family and love of children. Attack this, and one assures progressively weaker generations and deteriorating racial integrity. Such an attack has been mounted through the educational system. A 5-year study funded by the United States National Institution of Mental Health recommended that the school curriculum should be designed to bend the student to the reality of society and to promote mental health as a means of altering culture. The 1963, I'm reading from a book, man, shit, that came out in 19, that when they did this. And these people are telling us this is written fucking facts of what the fuck they done did to us, man. On Genesis, they let you know that this is how they genocized us.
Right.
They started off with genocide. You know, they call the books psychological trigger, and they asked the question, did the Indian, the Mexican, and the African America, did they get education or did they get mental slavery? And I'm reading out of this right now where it says exactly what they telling us through these programs, what they did and what they created when they went from one system to the other system. And they call this a system to alternate this. Well, we know that in 63 and 64, this is when welfare got started in that era and period of time. They started in 1950 with that Truman made a project out of us. And then when they took that many people and put them in housing in a tight squeeze, and these people were country people, you created the Jets. And then after that, you start calling it, went from the Jet to the Hood, from the Hood to the Ghetto, from the Ghetto to the slums. And you went, took it all the way down. You took it, you can see each 10 years, Brother Drew, of how from 1950 to 1970, how they put this program here into our community to produce this child at 2016. The one is, his mind is completely distorted, the one that's born after 1975. He's totally gentrified. And the
right.
ones that's being born right now is totally gendercized, because the science of eugenics deals with 5 different sciences. And the science of eugenics starts with genes, breeding. And you don't know nothing about this damn shit. You ain't studied this shit. You don't know a damn thing about this shit. It's in the gene pool now. You can't get the shit out. The people that's being born, the children being born now, is up under this system. And it ain't a goddamn thing you can do about it. 99.99% of them will be up on only, that's that's the percentage of the one that will be what we would call a mutation. Now listen to this, Brother Drew. The 1963 Community Mental Health Center Act provided that psychiatrists and sociologists need to greatly expand their involvement in schools. Thus, the number of psychiatrists increased more than sevenfold between 63 and 1993. In 1962, they didn't have none. In 1963, when they put them in there, they had 3,000, Brother Drew. From 63 to 93, it was 22,000. Since then, SAT scores have steadily declined. Now, listen to this. Check this one. Religious teaching about morals, ethics, striving to achieve one goal and getting along with your fellow man was replaced with the psychiatrist value clarification system. In these programs, now widespread in every school in the United States and elsewhere, students learn that promiscuous sex, conduct, and use of illegal drugs is a matter of personal choice from which they are no right or wrong answer. Classes on death education, problem solving, and the Survivor Game, and they made a movie out of that, has left a wake of moral decline and increasing suicide rates. In 1965, the U.S. Elementary and Secondary Education Act established special education, a program that costs $31 billion a year. Children who qualify for these cases are diagnosed mentally retarded, seriously emotionally disturbed, or learning disabled. Through this, psychiatrists have been able to turn education into a medical problem with catastrophic results. 7 out of 10 special education students drop out, age out, reach their 22nd birthday, or expel or leave school with unearned diplomas. Only a relative handful actually complete a standard high school curriculum of any kind. Blacks, Hispanic, and American Indian children are specified, overrepresented in special education according to 1992 statute. American Indians was almost twice, and blacks more than is likely to be labeled as retarded compared with whites. By being diagnosed as emotionally disturbed or educationally retarded, these children are often given psychoactive drugs and amphetamines known to create suicide and violent behavior. In view of all of this, it is not surprising that suicide among children and teenagers has skyrocketed. The suicide rate among African American males between the ages of 15 and 19, for example, has risen 219% since 1964. And what of education? In 1930, 80% of blacks over the ages of 14 could read. By 1990, after more than 25 years of special education, only 56% of blacks over the age of 14 could read. And I find that simply amazing, Brother Drew. Do you hear this shit?
Yep. Yeah, you're right, Brother Drew. I see it every day.
We need to do open forum on this book and this lecture right here. That's what we need to talk about. See, all these groups running their ass around want to know what the fuck has happened. Shit, they ain't hearing from us what happened. You just had to go find the information out. And I do like me. I read so much shit. I stumbled up on this book. But Big Mama had this book. My grandmother had this book for some reason. She always had a book that, goddamn, we need to whoop ass with. If we read it, she collected knowledge and stuff. She collected knowledge. You there, Brother Drew?
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, some of that might backfire on them too, because if all the people have the mental problems and suicidal, that might explain why they're running into the streets like they are.
See, right now, Virgil, it's in the dream pool. You see, meaning the child is being born this way. He's been born a homosexual. He's been born a gangster. I mean, because, and then when he see and what he hear here, is, I seen a little boy over here in the apartment running around in diapers sagging.
Right. That's something.
Yeah, and I mean, if he's over here in the apartment, I can look out at the kids playing. If he's out there playing, he's sagging. He's 3 years old, he's 4 years old, he's 5 years old, he's 6 years old. Every last one of them is sagging, and they got that mentality of kill. And the little girls, they got the same mentality. You can see that they boys, because they are competing with the boys and they toughen the boys, they be throwing down. The boys be boxing them. Shoot, that man, them girls be throwing down, man. And these are like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, 11-year-old children that I'm looking at. I sit up, stand up there on the balcony and look at them, listen to them talk. And they talk just like the gangster rappers, what they mama and daddy done heard and what they done heard as children when they got here. See, we have to understand, Brother Drew, how the mind works. See, the mind is a school of thoughts. And a mind in a being, we are classified as human beings. Well, this mind that's in a being operates on things. The first thing he operates on, it operates on, is hearing. And the next thing it operates on is seeing. And when that mind, when this being is birthed, the mind that the body is given will start imitating what he has taught, what he has seen, and what he has heard, not what he has been taught. The baby, they had an old saying in the Masons, Brother Drew, when the children of Abraham went to go get into Egypt, he sent them to each one of them boys to the four gates of Egypt and gave them the password to get into Egypt. Well, the password to get into Egypt, they would ask you a question. which is called the knowledge of the Sphinx, they would ask you, what creature first walk on four legs, walk on two legs, and then walk on three legs? Well, that's a man that does that, meaning that you first crawl, then you get up and walk on two legs, and when you become an old man, you walk with a staff, not a cane, but a staff, and that was your third leg, and that was the knowledge of the Sphinx, and this is how Joseph got into it. Well, this gives you an illustration of how the mind works. See, when you crawling, you are seeing and you hearing. And then all of a sudden, you are speaking this language, mama or daddy, because someone is telling you this. Mama, dada. You'll hear the baby say these two words. And then by three, he'll be saying his vocabulary will get bigger. By 4 years old, you have to shut the little fucker up. He'd be rattling. So, you know, you have to tell him to shut up. But he learned that through seeing and hearing. Then if his parents, whatever the belief of his parents, that he grew up in the house that he was on four legs and pulled up and got on two legs. Like Big Mama say, when they get off of that four legs, Drew, and get at your coffee table and pull theyself up, which most children did. I had that coffee table around that back in the day. The child would pull himself up on that coffee table and walk around that coffee table. Big Mama said that's when he went from a shown up devil, and when he came out of your arm and started crawling, he became a devil. And when he became a shown up devil is when he pulled himself up and started walking around your coffee table, pulling the shit off of your coffee table. I remember all of this stuff that they was telling me, you know, giving me illustrations of my little bad ass, as they would say, your little bad ass when you were growing up. But it was also a deep lesson, also, that it was a parable that they were saying, and just like all the stuff was like a parable, how this mind worked. When a government, and let's look at that word, Brother Drew, government, that's a compound word. Governing, okay, the control of the mind of the people. That's what the definition, I looked it up, meant means in an act in a certain way. So let's look at how our mind was created. At 6 years old, we went to the first grade, and they told us that we had to spend 12 years on a curriculum teaching us in the American way. Not our way, but the American way, Brother Drew. And the first thing that they told us was a goddamn lie. They said we learned our ABCs. We didn't learn the ABCs because the ABCs ain't but 22 characters in the ABCs. They different. We learned what is known as the alphabets. But he told me and told all of us that we learned our ABCs. That's the very first thing he taught us was a goddamn lie, Brother Drew. I mean, so we put this fucker on trial, and reading his goddamn rights on how he did our minds. Then we spent we went from the first grade to the 12th grade, and we got a diploma in the ways of the America. Diploma says that you can work in the society and you know the American way, and that you are qualified to work at a certain age. You become what is known as an adult in the society of the American way. If you want a higher paying job, a better position, you have to go to what we call our colleges and our universities. According to which one you go to, will declare you rising in the American way of the Republican. According to what was the name of the school that you went to? Colleges was rated and ranked. That's the reason if you go to any black college and get a degree out of it, I was told, Brother Drew, in 1971 by Alcoa, he told me, he looked at me when they made me, I was the first black warehouseman at Alcoa Aluminum, 1970, when they were building the power plant. And they made me assistant warehouse manager. And it wasn't but three blacks on that whole site. One of them was Howard, and the other one was John. Howard was from Philadelphia. He was stone, a ghetto nigga that was over the engineers. And the other nigga, he was over the water system, and he thought he was white. We didn't even fuck with him, man. This boy was ridiculous, man. And Howard and I became real good friends because Howard was ghetto, and I, you know, he knew history too, and he was a Muslim, and we were ghetto. We played a lot of tennis together. We were there in Palestine, Texas, and we came through that system that they had. And this is how they did our mind, and Howard had graduated from Howard University, but this black dude had graduated from an Ivy League college, Princeton, and you couldn't tell him nothing, and you could see, like when they said how they conquer and divide the mind through their way of thinking. And here you are in a black skin, and you're thinking this with your mind. See, what we have to do right now, Brother Drew, is what in the Bible is called renew your mind. Well, then, renew means the old, something wrong with the old mind, you know, that you had. The mind that was given to you, it was something wrong with
right.
it. So you had to renew your mind. And only can you understand what we're talking about is that you had to renew your mind, actually. You know, you had to weigh and balance what has been given to you and understand what we are talking about now, how the mind works, how to wake the mind up. See, this wake the mind up to correct thoughts in the way of life. That, see, we was given incorrect thoughts, and you have to understand that you have been educated in the mindset of your oppressor and not you. And that picks up the the 12 laws of nature, which is the moral laws. If you was taught those and have moral laws, you know that the second law of nature is the law of opposite. Black and white are two opposites. And opposite, everything in nature has a natural enemy. White is the natural enemy to black because it's the recessive gene. See, this is why, the science of eugenics takes in 45 other different sciences. You have to have a knowledge of biology, which is, in biology, they have the dominant and recessive gene chart. If you study biology, that chart is there. Important things like that, you know, I made a Xerox copy of that chart of the recessive gene and the dominant gene. And blue eyes is recessive. Blonde hair is recessive. White skin is recessive. Those are recessive genes. So you had to understand what a recessive gene is. And when you're dealing with the science of eugenics, when you've been genocized, all of this comes in play because how they genocide you through psychological warfare. So we always start in a chronological order. We asked ourselves, what was wrong with us? We found out, Brother Drew. Then, goddammit, the only thing that you can give what's wrong with us, where it started. It started in the mind, how the fuck you think. It starts with your thoughts. And what mess I thought up, Christianity, we know this. We know it to the point where the good white folks, they put it in a book that we didn't read. They put it in a book in 1971, Brother Drew. I'm reading out of this book now. Big Mama had this book. I don't know why she had it, because I didn't see it till she gave me it. I really didn't know anything. I stumbled on this book when me and Cole were going through books that I had in my library. I stumbled in. Cole said, boy, this is a tough one right here, DeWine. Look at this. And all these stats was in here, you know, all the way up into 1990, you know. But they started doing this psychological evaluation and writing this stuff about us in 1971. You see, and your mind, it when you give the mind of this, let's look at how they do. You get 12 years, you get a diploma. Now, the way they create the word, I'm better. See, now, that word, they put in today's vocabulary is one of the worst words here, is I'm better than you. My religion is better than yours. White people is better than you. Blonde hair is better than nappy hair. Straight hair is better than nappy hair. That one word, better. I want and I need personal pronouns. They conquer you with those words. Those words in this language has conquered you because they gave you that mindset of I want and I need. See, you can want something, Brother Drew, and they bred it. They bred it. We can go back and look and see. They bred it into the, when the Nike shoes came out, you remember the Nikes? You with me, Brother Drew?
Yeah, I'm here.
We can look back how this was breaded into our children's mind. It's when Nike shoes came out, and if I couldn't get it, I would steal it. If I couldn't steal it, then I would kill you for it.
Yep.
And how many children has lost their lives from the time that Nike shoes came out over Nike shoes? I bet you is way up in them figures. Just because they had created a mindset among African Americans and the Indians. You see, those three
just
nations
like
of people.
The Black Friday.
Right? You see, psychological warfare is when your mind belongs to someone else and it ain't mine. See, M-I-N-D is pronounced mine. M-I-N-E is pronounced mine. See, this tricky-ass goddamn language, Brother Drew. This is why the Jews tell us in the protocol you had to understand this language, because it's coded. You can write codes with this language right here, all kinds of codes. You can break this language down because it's tricky, like T-O-T-W-O-T-O-O. Pronounced the same way, but don't mean the same. See, all them words, like that word, those are coded words. Those are words that screw you up. When we understand that you got degrees in their system, their belief, their education, and it said that African, in an edition of an African-American Washington newspaper, Academy Award-winning composer, musician, and actor Isaac Hayes warned black children of the hope of the black race. The same must be said to Hispanic, Native America, and their children. Children bubbling, enthusiastic, questioning, energetic children are the substance from which we are fashioned our future races from. Do inner city children, poverty, inner city education, unemployment, need a drug that would turn them violent? Do children who have nutrition problems need a drug to deaden their appetite? Do people who see problems in the city hound them as a drug need? The battle is about mental slavery and mental slavery only, Brother Drew. And when we go back and look at what we got in this book, Brother Drew, we got one hell of a case of facts that our black leaders, they ain't hip to this shit. None whatsoever, Brother Drew. They ain't even sit down and that. And then when you try to tell some of them, they look at you like I'm crazy, you know. But I don't think I said anything that a child couldn't understand. It's just when they see me and you, Brother Drew, it's the mouth is coming out of. We ain't got no doctor's degrees. We just street
niggas. That's right.
See, that's a problem with them, you know. We're not T.D. Jakes and Freddie Hayes, you know. You see, that's a big problem with. But this is And I find it amazing, Brother Drew, when you make your study, you seeing this shit now. It's got to a point where you can see it now. It's gotten to a point, according to, when we go back to the protocol, it says a certain generation, certain period of time where we in that generation, that we go back to 1881. All of the people, Brother Drew, that came, all the immigrants that came over here from 1881, well, a whole lot came in. And from 1960 to 1975, you've seen a bunch of Asians come in, and Koreans, and all the way up into the 80s. Well, where they used to be just small groups, Brother Drew, they ain't small groups no more. See, where you usually didn't see a Buddha temple here, in the United States, especially in towns like Dallas and stuff here, let's use Dallas for example. You got a Buddha temple here. You didn't see no Baha'i Muslim temple here, but you got one here. You didn't see no Sikh temple here. I'm talking in the 60s, but it's here in 2016. You didn't see no mosque here, but it's here in 2016. And why all of these religions, you can't name a religion, Hinduism, everything is here in Dallas. They got their priests, their temple, and their people of worship. The Chinese people, I find it simply amazing. They boat festivals and all of that stuff, they having it here. You can go see, they marketing it over here. All of these people that do all of these tricks, that you make these kung fu movies and stuff, these people are coming in. They having a big New Year's or some kind of celebration. If we go out to that shopping center out, we played out there, the shopping center out there off of Midway Road out there. I forget that mall out there, Brother Drew. Man, the Chinese people own that mall. Everything in there is Chinese business and restaurants. And they businesses. They got they dentists and everything is in that one, that mall there. They took it over. You got all of these different people that came over here. Well, they are laboring over 300,000 right now. It's over 300,000 of people that was immigrants, so they in existence right now. And you can tell how they genocide them, Brother Drew, because the ones that call themselves Chinese America, Korean America, Vietnamese American, and all of these, when you hear one say that and he can't speak his language, he been what, Brother Drew? He's been genocided. And he believed that he's an American and he has none of the culture of the culture of his ancient forefathers become heathenism. That's the heathen way, because it ain't the American way, it's the wrong way. But you came from that, and your child will pick up that. That's what we're dealing with right now. You got Mexicans can't even speak their language. You got Japanese, Chinese, Korean, every foreigner over here, Frenchman, they children, third generation, Brother Drew. You got a large number of them. Outweigh the ones that can speak their language and keep their culture and keep their ways, they are Americans. And
right.
They want to be Americans. They gonna have blonde hair and everything. They become American. And see, this is what the fight about. And America's way is a liberal way. Everything goes. You see, under a God named Jesus Christ. And see, this is where in America it's become what we call in, on the streets a gorilla. They gonna push their ways. They go overseas and push their ways down the country's throat. You gonna be a democracy and beliefs like we believe. This is what the Muslims is fighting about. They culture. They don't agree with the culture and they moral laws of America. So you got some Muslims that'll fight you. You used to have some Japanese that would fight you. You still got some one set of Koreans that'll fight you. And the Russians used to would fight you to preserve their ways. The Frenchman, he's neutral. He used to would fight you, but he ain't never regained his standard in the world from Napoleon. The war with Napoleon, they broke that country. They ain't never got back on their feet since that, when they was number one ruler. See, if we go back in the history of the world history, we'll find out that different countries rule was the ruling country. Little old Portugal. Little island of Portugal used to be one of the ruling countries during slavery. They was the shit. They was the rule. That was the country. That was the country. That was number one country. They were balls. Spain used to be bad. The Moors. And then they would attack each other and fight. And to whose God was the correct God and who was the baddest sucker. And if you lost, you got the booty. And the people that lost to you, they had to worship what believe what you believe, don't you kill their ass. And back in the olden days, they made damn sure they kill your ass, because anything over 12 years old that was a male, his ass got killed. And they kill his ass. They keep the female, all the females, and the old females, they kill them. They didn't, they only kept the females that could breed. And shit, that was the way of the wall of booty. And see, this was belief of all of those tribes that came over here from the east to the west. This is how they operated. This was their system. And then they came over here and brought their gods and all of their systems over here. And that's what we're dealing with right now, Brother Drew. And we have to know what happened. The only way we know what happened here, we follow history just like it is in chronological order and what period in time we're in. So the most important period in time we can see, our biggest problem is renewing the mind. Our minds have got to have a revelation. And the minds that, I look at it like this, Brother Joe, I think we already done gathered most of the minds. Because I talk to Christians. I still go to Mount Tabor Church to a Sunday school class on Sunday mornings, and the minds of them people. I think Brother Calhoun say two of them has changed, and he said that we are making progress, that they have started to listen to what I say, what we say. And if it's something they want to know in the Bible, they'll come ask us. Now, that hurts their feeling they have to ask us. But Dr. Nash done solidified me so much. Dr. Nash said, well, if you want to know something about the Bible, really just ask Brother Meatball, you know. He more than likely can tell you, you know. he'll tell you. He said he's our historian.
Right.
And so, yeah, and so he say, now, what he showed it to you, but you come to me to let me explain it to you, because he... Man, talk about his theory is different from explaining it to our... We in the Baptist way. His doctrine or some kind of way he puts it. His doctrine ain't Baptist. It's Judaism.
Yeah.
That ain't, you know, it's correct what I'm showing them, but the doctrine is wrong. Man never chooses to kill me with that. Shit. In other words, it ain't Paulinian shit. It's original Hebrew. And Nash said that they are Paulinian Christians, and they follow that Paulinian Christian. I ain't got no problem with it, shit. If that's what y'all thought. But psychological warfare, Brother Drew, we need to see, can we do a seminar on this, and we break it down to maybe we can get some of the leaders to look at. Actually, it is Genesis, because it started with the baby. It started with a child. It started with me and you. Everybody ain't a sucker that goddamn this. If you got a diploma or went to a school, you under that system. Even if you didn't graduate from that school, you up under the system. And so what system have we been placed up under? You had to know that. We had to renew the mind. Shema Yahweh, Yah Ben Yahika, Kamadi Yah. Until next week, Shalom, Hakee.